KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 74. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Wednesday, July 11th. News is sponsored by Ferguson Funeral Home and the First National Bank and Trust. Lots of sunshine, mid-90s for the high. Heat index up around 100 today. Another big month for new construction in Chickasha. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Every person's life is a story, and those stories are meant to be shared with loved ones. Funerals are a vital part of how our stories can have an impact long into the future. For over 20 years, Ferguson Funeral Home has been helping families to personalize the memorials to celebrate and remember the lives of those gone before us. Pre-planning a funeral can be the best gift you can give your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment so we can help you tell your story.
The first half of 2018 has seen a lot of new construction get started in Chickasha. About $17.3 million in new construction approved by the city's Community Development Department. For June, 19 permits totaling $1.1 million authorized, the largest project. More construction at the Shops at Chisholm Trail. This is a new building going up next to the Cotton Patch Restaurant. Developers constructing a nearly 6,000 square foot building valued at $440,000. Officials have not yet announced what stores might be locating there. A second project in the Shops at Chisholm Trail is over by Jimmy's Egg. That's a new 1,400 square foot building for about $5,000. That'll be another mobile phone business called Boost Mobile. Other commercial projects approved last month, $70,000 in renovations to Southern Hills Baptist Church near 25th and Country Club, the church damaged by a powerful thunderstorm this spring. Also, Canadian Valley Technology Center to build a new paint booth for its auto body program, a $75,000 effort, and a cell phone tower at 101 East Grand, $35,000 project. In residential construction, the authorities issued permits to Home Creations to build two new single-family homes out of the Sleepy Hollow 2 addition, each of them valued at about $150,000. Also approved a duplex in the 200 block of South 15th Street to a firm called Dita Homes. That's a $140,000 project. Authorities also okayed the construction of a pole barn north of 29th and Georgia for $20,000. Grady County government offices submitting budget requests for the 2019 fiscal year that combined are nearly 8% higher than the budgets from last fiscal year. Department heads submitting requests at a recent excise board meeting. The requests add up to more than $7.8 million, up from the $7.2 million from the 2018 fiscal year budget that ended last month. The Grady County Sheriff's Office has the largest budget of any department. The agency asking for $1.8 million, up from $1.4 million from last year. Sheriff Jim Weir hoping to buy body cams for his deputies. Also asking for increases, emergency management seeking to nearly double its budget from $164,000 to nearly $320,000. And the court clerk budget seeking a nearly $25,000 increase to $544,000. And the assessor's office asking for a $30,000 bump to $417,000. The county clerk budget request is lower by $20,000 to $730,000. Now, budgets for county commissioners and the district attorney not included in the spending plan. The proposed budget does include a $600,000 payment to the Grady County Jail, and officials are also budgeting $250,000 for courthouse repairs, the same as last year. The budget proposal to be reviewed at the next county excise board meeting. Accountants will give an estimated of projected revenue for the coming year, and many of these numbers likely will be revised. More cool news coming right up. It's 8:05.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Human trafficking is an issue that probably doesn't get as much publicity as it should. A local church, though, hoping to increase awareness about the problem. Grand Assembly of God to host a couple of speakers later this month to talk about the issue, how to recognize potential victims, The speakers to include Michael Snowden with the Human Trafficking Division of the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics. Also, Joni Middleton, a missionary with Project Rescue. The program coming up Saturday, July 28th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the church. It's free and open to the public. You can contact the church for more information. Just a few more weeks of summer vacation left for the kids before they head back to school. For last year's high school seniors in Grady County schools that'll be headed to Stillwater this fall, the Grady County OSU Alumni Association to have its annual senior send-off. Pistol Pete will be there. Also, as to be determined guest speaker from the university to be part of the program. There'll be fundraisers like live and silent auctions, and all current OSU students from the county can enter a drawing for a scholarship. This is open to all OSU alumni and students. The senior send-off to be at the Byford Buick GMC dealership in Chickasha next Thursday, July 19th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. If you might be interested in a career related to agriculture, there are openings at both the Grady and Caddo County Farm Service Agencies. Mark Jackson with the Grady County office.
Interested applicants must apply through the usajobs.gov website. All items must be completed through the website for the application to be valid. The Caddo County openings close July the 17th, and the Grady County opening closes July 23rd.
Jackson said the positions include full federal benefits. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange higher yesterday to $74.11 a barrel. London-based Brent crude rising to $78.86. Natural gas down to $2.78 per million BTUs. Gold is $1,250. Silver, $15.97. Our weather forecast, lots of sunshine, lots of hot temps, mid-90s for the high, heat index around 100. Right now, it's fair and 74 after a morning low of 69. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Coming up on 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Frontier City and Whitewater Bay are so close and so fun in 2018. Frontier City, celebrating 60 years of family fun. Take a ride on the wild slides on Gully Washer, Oklahoma's largest water slide complex. Or get your thrill on one of four high-flying roller coasters. Plus, superstar concerts presented by Subway. Featuring Blue Oyster Cult, Trace Adkins, Neon Trees, Toby Mac, and many more. All free with park admission. Whitewater Bay. Go barefooting all summer long in the ultimate family oasis, Barefootin' Bay. Unlimited fun with over 25 acres of cool pools and super soaking slides. Plus late night Wednesdays presented by Metro PCS and dive in movies. Create memories that will last a lifetime this summer at Oklahoma City's Frontier City and Whitewater Bay. Save when you pre-purchase your tickets online. Visit FrontierCity.com or WhitewaterBay.com for operating hours and online savings.
In sports, we had a chance to visit with new Chickasha Lady Chick softball coach Courtney St. Clair yesterday. She said she's had her eye on the Chickasha program for some time. She played high school ball at Duncan and was a big fan of former Lady Chick coach Dennis Furr, who led the Lady Chicks to back-to-back state championships.
Coach Furr was at MacArthur, and he did great things there, and then he went over to Chickasha, and just throughout my career, I've watched him do great things there, and I always thought it'd be, you know, the person that landed there would be pretty lucky.
After Duncan, St. Clair played at Seminole State, then went to Southeastern, where she earned both her bachelor's and master's degrees. She will be teaching PE at Grand Elementary. She'll also be assistant athletic director for Chickasha Schools. Her two assistants, Kyle Morales, coming in from Lawton High, Rusty Wood, coming in from Tulsa Victory Christian. The coaches to have a meet and greet for all middle school and high school players, parents, and fans Friday night at the Chickasha Softball Complex, 6:30. First day of practice next Monday, July 16th. Volleyball practices to be getting underway soon for those teams that play volleyball. Lady Chick coach Nancy Waters said the first practice Thursday, July 26th, 9 a.m. at the CHS Sports Arena. Baseball practice starts soon for those schools that play fall ball, and they can play games as early as August 1st, just 3 weeks from today. At the OK Kids Pee Wee State Baseball Tournament in Weatherford, the Chickasha Cardinals dropping their opening game to Sulphur yesterday 5-3. Cardinals had a good chance to tie or take the lead when they had the bases loaded with one out, but Sulphur turned a double play to end the threat. Austin Maddox did have a home run. The Cardinals play Clinton in an elimination game at 4 o'clock this afternoon. The Blanchard Bash won their peewee opener at Weatherford yesterday, beating Weatherford 12-0. Blanchard takes on Stillwater in a winner's bracket game at 6 o'clock tonight. At the OK Kids Midget State Tournament at Salisaw, Tuttle gets past Salisaw 1-0 in their opening round game. Tuttle will play Shawnee in a second-round contest at 6 o'clock tonight. The second semifinal of the World Cup Soccer Championship Series this afternoon between Croatia and England. The winner will go on to play France for the World Cup title Sunday. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust and Ferguson Funeral Home.